Eulalia, Disc 4.
Chapter 11. It was dusk by the time they arrived back aboard the Blood Gullet. Vizca Longtooth cast a glance at the mud-caked young hedgehog, who was trussed to the spear pole. He shook his head pityingly at his younger brother.
That's the queerest kind of victuals I've seen in a while. What do you want lugging that filthy edge pick aboard of a nice ship like this?
Codge flourished his sword, pointing it at Orkwell.
Just guess where this edge pig comes from.
The golden fox wrinkled his nose.
A swamp by the smell of him.
Codge nodded.
Aye, that's where we found him. But do you know where he lives, eh?
Vizca stared levelly at his brother and smiled. It was that dangerous smile, which Codge had come to know so well. Vizca reached for Gorath's pitchfork.
I'm getting tired of your little games. Tell me, afore I does something I'll be sorry for later, where does he live?
Codge answered promptly.
Redwall Abbey.
Vizca flung the pitchfork. It stuck deep into the mast, quivering. Grabbing his brother in a hearty embrace, Vizca pounded his back soundly.
Alas, you've done summat right, Codge. Strike me anchor and gut me grandpa. A beast what actually comes from Redswall Abbey. I knowed that place was real, I just knowed it.
Bending down, Vizca brought his face level with the captive.
What's your name, little muddy matey?
The young hedgehog replied wearily.
Orkwell Prink, sir.
The golden fox threw back his head, roaring with laughter.
And it suits you well, eh? Awful stink. You hear that, mate? The edge pig's called Awful Stink.
The crew laughed dutifully. No beast dared not to, even Codge. Orkwell closed his eyes resignedly, not even bothering to correct his captor. Vizca signalled to Bilger.
Sluice him down and clean him up. Get rid of Awful Stink. That's a good name.
The pails of river water which splashed over Orkwell were both clean and refreshing. He even managed to catch a swift drink. Vizca smiled his famous deadly smile, the long fangs protruding.
Now, listen, mate. Me and me crew wants to pay your abbey a nice little visit, but we don't knows how to get there. You looks like a sensible young edge pig, so you tell me how, and I'll take your word for it, eh?
Orkwell shut both eyes tight and clenched his teeth. The very idea of this barbarian fox and his evil crew going to Redwall did not bear thinking about. Though he was cringing with fear inside, Orkwell decided that no matter what happened to him, he would not divulge the location of the abbey, which had suddenly become so dear to him, it meant more than life itself. Codge prodded the captive with his sword.
You'd better tell the captain what he wants to know, or your name will be awful sorry.
No beast laughed at Codge's pun. Vizca smiled, stroking his two long fangs as he viewed Orkwell's show of resistance.
Listen, Edgepig, I knows you can hear me. Tomorrow morn, I'm going to get the galley fire burning good or not, and I'm going to stick a spit over it. Now, I ain't saying no more. I'll just leave you for the night to think about what I'll do to you. Never fear, by the time Longtooth's done with you, your name will be Awful Helpful. Hey, how about that, mates? Awful Helpful.
The Blood Gullet's crew laughed obediently once more, even Jungo, who had not understood his captain's joke. Vizca had issued orders to his brother.
Cut him loose and chain him next to Rockhead for the night. Wake me early tomorrow, dear, eh? Oh, and keep an eye on our edge pig through the night.